You're listening to Met Radio 1280 AM CJTM in Toronto. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative. Regent Park is celebrating 500 days until the world's most watched sporting event comes to Toronto, the FIFA World Cup. In anticipation, City of Toronto is organizing soccer drills with the city's free soccer program. This initiative runs out of the Regent Park Community Center Tuesday night, where Sharon Bollenbach joins them, the executive director of FIFA World Cup 2026 for the city.
And we're excited to mark this milestone in our planning and our work, and excited to engage Torontonians in building.
And in light of this countdown, the city brought in the big leagues. Literally, for this practice, the young athletes played alongside three professionals in the industry. York United Football Club players Kembo Kimbato and Stephen Yeats led the local youth participants in shooting and passing drills. While close by, Dwayne De Rosario rallies them up. De Rosario played on the Canada men's national team.
And I picture myself as a young kid and, you know, dreaming to one day play at the highest level and representing Canada and accomplishing that dream. And, you know.
But the former professional soccer player says when it comes to sports participation across the board, access isn't always so universal. He says soccer is becoming more and more expensive these days to participate in at such a young age. The average enrollment cost to play for a house league in Canada is $170 for one season, while at the Soccer Club of Toronto, registration fees start at $300. A spokesperson from the club told our station over the phone this is one of the cheaper options in the city. A Canada Youth Sports Report interviewed 3,000 Canadian families in early 2023. The group estimates that over 4 million Canadian children and youth participate in organized sports. 58% of parents interviewed said they faced financial worries when it came to keeping their children involved.
As we know right now in the landscape, I have my own academy and soccer is getting very costly. So I think with the World Cup coming here is also going to help impact and create more opportunities. Places like Regent Park and underserved communities where kids can play for free and get free programming and play the game that we all love, especially as immigrant families and first-generation Canadians.
De Rosario says programs like Regent Parks can be incredibly valuable for young athletes.
I mean, I came from these communities, from inner city communities, underserved communities, and to see how Regent Park has developed from how it was before, it creates hope, it creates inspiration for a lot of these kids.
The soccer session on Tuesday drew around 30 young players to the community center.
It's special for the community. You saw how much people came out, the families came out, people are outside looking inside, and it's tremendous. More doors and opportunities going to open up for these kids.
Meanwhile, Sharon Bollenbach says the city is taking steps to engage the community as part of their legacy planning. She's cheering them on from the sidelines as they play.
You know, at 500 days, it kind of gets your stomach doing some loop-de-loops.
This is the first time the World Cup will take place in Canada ever. Toronto's BMO Field will host Canada's first match on the second day of the tournament in June 2026, with five matches to follow, hosting a total of six World Cup games. Funding projections show the game will cost the city $380 million total.
Yeah, right now our budget's based on all three levels of government participating and contributing to this event.
Sharon told reporters part of the city investment is to make lasting improvements long after the tournament is gone. This includes capital projects for the training site and the stadium. But she also says part of this is bringing together community and engaging with grassroots organizations.
I wanted to make sure that as we rolled out our legacy plans, it wasn't us sitting in City Hall thinking that we knew what was important to community.
Toronto and Vancouver are Canada's host cities for the sports tournament, with Vancouver hosting 7 games. The 2026 FIFA World Cup will be jointly hosted by Canada, the USA, and Mexico.
Like being here today at Regent Park, where we're in a community that is underrepresented, generally speaking, and we're proud to be here and continue to have these types of initiatives and events to include all kids and all soccer fans.
Each of the young athletes received a special commemorative scarf to mark what the city is calling Toronto's, quote, FIFA World Cup journey, unquote.
Never thought in a million years that the World Cup would come and knocking at our doorstep. And here we are, 500 days away to the world's biggest and greatest sporting event.
Dwayne DeRosario is set to be inducted into Canada's Sports Hall of Fame in October. He's a 4-time Major League Soccer champion and has represented Canada in 5 FIFA World Cup qualifier cycles.
Who knows, maybe see the next D-Row in these environments in 4 or 5 years. Or forget D-Row, next Alfonso Davies, Jonathan Davids, you know, and that's what it's all about.
The music for this episode was produced by Robert Johnston. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.